Welcome to Kylie Says It's About to Get Real. I chose the name of this podcast after most of my friends would say, shit Kylie says, after I'd share a deep thought or perspective on something that always ended in more conversations. I started this podcast out of a period of spiritual curiosity that caused me to do deep dives into manifestation, meditation, and mindset and perception work that had me exploring things like angel numbers, life path numbers, human design, mediumship, Akashic records researching, and more, all while overcoming a traumatic eating disorder and trying to thrive as a postpartum mom of two while building my corporate career. This show is a mix of guest interviews and my take on life, love, friendship, and all of the topics that I find interesting. Here, we talk to experts, authors, entrepreneurs, and more. If you're looking for a show to get you out of your rut, you found it. Welcome to Kylie Says. I'm your host, Kylie, and I promise to entertain you, give it to you straight, be real with you, and have some fun along the way. Welcome back to Kylie Says. Today, we are talking about a topic that was, I think, for about a year ago, it was the hottest topic that all celebrities were doing. And no, it's not NAD. I feel like that's definitely now. I'm talking about GLP-1s and this idea of Ozempic and regular people using this and that it's cheating. I want to provide my thoughts on that topic. And I also want to talk about how someone who used to have an eating disorder that is now taking a GLP-1 has actually found it helpful, not harmful for my mental health, even though I have not yet lost a ton of weight. And I've been taking it for a few months now, but I want to talk about where you have to be in your eating disorder journey for that to even be a good idea. Because I think that if I had known about this at an earlier part of my journey, I think it would have been incredibly detrimental to my health and my mental health at the time. And now I am at a place where it just makes more sense for me. And the benefits that I'm seeing are more mental than they are physical. And that goes so much farther in this journey than most people will realize. So I want to kick off by starting with I was taking semaglutide. I didn't see a ton of results. And that's okay. I did see some, so I felt better, but I was so nauseous when I was taking semaglutide. I think I'm also just a little bit of a nauseous person, I want to say, when it comes to taking medications and just with big things in general. For instance, with both of my pregnancies, I think that I was sick until about month six on my first pregnancy, and then on my second, we kind of nipped it in the bud before that could potentially become a problem for me. And instead, we got me on medication a lot earlier so that I could actually live and eat and keep things down and not feel sick to my stomach all day. But that was kind of how I felt when I was taking semaglutide. I just recently stopped taking semaglutide and started taking tirzepatide, which is a different form, but the key difference that I think off the top of my head, because I don't have any notes in front of me, because as most of you know, I just kind of freestyle this, except if I plan in advance, which I usually don't. I'm pretty sure that the difference is semaglutide blocks one receptor that triggers hunger. Tirzepatide blocks two different receptors that trigger hunger and make you feel full longer. So it's a little bit stronger in its effect, making you not feel as hungry generally. Now, one of the problems that I had in my eating disorder was that I would wait to eat until I was so hungry that I was absolutely ravenous and I felt like I had no control over how much I ate. And I would eat so much food that by the time I was done, I literally was sick to my stomach. And then I felt like the only thing I could possibly do is purge. So I definitely had binging tendencies, which showed up in like a bunch of different ways, a lot of anxiety associated with that. And that was a difficult thing to deal with because you always feel like you're hiding food. You always feel like you're hiding the fact that you're still hungry because people would be shocked. How can you still possibly eat anything? You just had so much food. How are you even hungry? And so there's a lot of shame that also comes with that disorder because you want to hide those pieces of you away because it feels, you feel like you're disgraced. You feel like you're disgusting. You feel like, why would I want anyone to know this about me? It's very disgraceful, and there's so much guilt and shame that come with it. And one thing that a GLP-1 has done for me is it has stopped the food noise. That I think is the most impactful benefit that I've noticed from taking a GLP-1 is the quiet that I have in my head surrounding food. For instance, in the past, I would wake up thinking about what I'm going to eat. I would finish a meal and think about what my next meal was going to be. I would go to bed thinking about what I'm going to eat the next day, planning out my meals. I would literally be eating one meal and planning the next, or consistently wondering, like I was literally living in the freaking wilderness. Like, where am I going to get my next meal? Where am I going to get my next meal? Where it was obsessive in my head. All I was doing all the time was thinking about food. Not so much because I felt like I needed to continuously eat, but it was just something that I could not control, or I felt like I could not control, was this idea of I want to know what's available to me because when I get so hungry later and I'm going to want to eat, I want to know that I have options available to me. I guess I'm trying to like think through why I even cared or why that was so significant in my journey, but the one that has been the biggest benefit for me. I no longer feel like I am going crazy over this idea of what am I going to eat? Where am I going to eat? What do we have in the house, etc. It's so much more convenient when I'm going to the grocery store because I have goals that I really want to meet. And when I go there, I feel like I actually can focus on things that would be a joy to cook, or focus on new ingredients or non-toxic cookware that I'm excited to buy to try this new meal. And I feel like I'm thinking about food in a more positive way in general than I traditionally was, because food to me was more a means to an end, where now it's a part of my wellness journey and I am working towards new goals and I'm feeling good. And truly, even when you're working out, when you're in the process of trying to lose weight and you have yet to lose any weight, it feels hard just to work out, just to try to do a sit-up, to try to go on a jog. Like, you just feel like you have all this extra weight on you. When you have all this extra weight on you, when you try to get cute workout clothes, they don't feel like they fit the same. They don't look the same as the people that you see online. When you go to the gym and you actually start trying to work out, you question, like, do I even know how to use this machine? Are people looking at me? Should I even be here? Do I deserve to ha hold this space? Is ultimately what I felt when I was 20 pounds heavier than I am now. My goal is to still lose about 20 more pounds, I would say, is like a goal. And that to me feels healthy. My BMI is still technically obese. And I will say, I take BMI with a bit of a grain of salt because it can be used as an argument for me and it can be used as an argument against me, depending on the point that I'm trying to make. My point being, when you're applying for a GLP-1, they make you put your height and your weight. So that alone calculates your BMI, which is not indicative of are you more muscular, are you an athlete, etc. So you'll be more likely to get approved based on your BMI if your BMI is over, I think, 30, which mine is, and based on my current height and my current weight. And as a result, that can be a benefit because, okay, great, I'm trying to continue taking this because it lowers and diminishes all of my food noise. And then it can be just kind of like, so that's a four. It can be against me when I'm feeling like, okay, I'm making progress. I actually feel better. I have lost a little bit of weight. That's a huge success. And then to still weigh myself and enter, or let's say I'm looking into my BMI when I'm going to my physician, I'm still technically categorized as severely overweight or obese. And so that can kind of work against you when you're trying to measure it or measure progress. I have a difficult time measuring things like food, whatever, unless it's something like measuring ingredients for baking. If it's measuring ingredients for a meal, I have a bit harder time with that. I also have a little bit more of a difficult time when it just comes to like the number on things. I've gotten a little bit over that based on just how things fit and feel because I'm feeling much better in my body and I'm feeling good. So that's great. But it's one of those things that I definitely think you have to be mindful of what your triggers are And I would absolutely not recommend a GLP-1 for anyone who is actively in recovery versus someone like me who has been in full recovery for almost as long as I experienced my eating disorder, which is honestly, I'm really proud of myself. Go me for that. But I have gotten to the point where my mental health feels less defined by my physical size than it did in the past. In the past, for instance, I felt as though my weight defined every single thing about me, and all I wanted was to feel really pretty and attractive. I mean, I guess that's the same thing as pretty. I don't know how to put it outside of. I wanted to be appealing to look at, and not because I wanted people to give me compliments, but because I wanted to just emit this energy of I feel good in my body, and I need to just feel a little bit more positive mentally to get into that state where I can express that externally. And I've finally been able to do that. And I feel like it's been helpful in me establishing new relationships. It's been helpful in me setting new boundaries for myself and for others. It's been helpful in me not indulging in ways that make me feel physically sick like I used to, because I am no longer burdened by this idea of. If it's not by this, I'm no longer burdened by this idea of I must stuff my face because I know I'm going to get rid of it anyway. Half of the time when I ate food, I would eat to a point that I wasn't even thinking. It was literally just almost animalistic. I would just eat, eat, eat to the point that I felt ill because I felt like I was completely out of control. I think when you have that feeling of anxiety, where it's almost mania. That's the only way I can describe what I would feel when I was going through one of those phases, which was most of the time when I was eating in private or like at holidays. When I was eating with other people, I felt like I could be a lot more controlled because I didn't want to showcase this crazy eating side of me because I had lost a lot of weight. I was working at a gym. So it would almost be odd to have that other side of my personality visibly shown if I'm out to dinner with someone and I ordered a bunch of food and then ate all of it and said, yeah, let's go out. So I would try to be a lot more cautious. And occasionally, most of the time, if I did go out to dinner before I went out partying, I would purge pretty much every single time. So that by the time I actually got out and started drinking, I had literally nothing in my stomach. So all of those patterns were negative. You're not supposed to be drinking at all, slash, as significantly when you are taking a GLP-1. Similar like smoking. If you are trying to eliminate your hunger to any degree, then some of those things may not actually serve you well because it kind of defeats the purpose. And so that's just something that I would call out, just dependent on where, whatever your lifestyle habits are, that's definitely something to be mindful of. Because if you're taking this injection or this supplement or however you're ingesting it is worth knowing that if you then do something to make yourself a little bit more hungry, you probably will become a little bit more hungry. And if you're trying to avoid excessively eating when you don't need to, then that's just something that I would be pretty mindful of, as you're considering this. So again, this is really just something that I think is worth talking about because if I had to tell someone I loved whom I knew went through an eating disorder, I would be very worried about their ability to take a GLP-1 and handle it well. Do I still have certain obsessive tendencies about how I show up in the world and my physical appearance? Of course, but I was like that before my eating disorder. I'll be like that after my eating disorder. I think I'll be an old woman who will still get ready before I leave the house. Even if it's just something as simple as what I have on right now, which is just like a little bit of lipstick, some faux freckles, and eyeliner. And I have a little bit of bronzer and blush on. That's it. But still, I feel like it has me putting a little bit more work into my appearance. And that's more of what I care about. I care about the image that I put out into the world. And most of my friends do as well. And I don't think that that's a crazy thing to be, to want, is to feel put together. I find that the more that things are put together and organized, including myself, the more my brain feels calm. The more I have a little bit more peace in my head, the more I have a little bit more solace from the noise and the subconscious that continuously is in my ear telling me things that I need to change or that I need to improve. So for me, having that toned down through something as simplistic as doing what we call in our house a pokey once a week has been an absolutely critical part of my health and wellness journey and my overall routine. I would absolutely recommend it for anyone who has ever felt something similar to what I am or have been reflecting here, simply for the fact that if you struggle with any of that food noise and it's something that consistently is bothering you or contributes negatively to how you view yourself and that you feel like you have no self-control, or you feel like you are incapable of making good decisions for yourself because you are always dealing with this anxiety-driven voice in the back of your head, then I would look into it. I think if it is something that you have been thinking about and you've been a little bit scared of considering because of any odd reason, weigh the pros and the cons. I do have a little bit of nausea here and there, but nothing significant anymore. And when I talk about not feeling well on semaglutide, it pretty much just felt like my morning sickness, where out of nowhere, I would almost get lightheaded and feel like a little bit sweaty. Like, oh my gosh, like when, almost like when you have a cold and you're sick and you feel like, oh, I might throw up. And then your body starts kind of getting the chills. I would have a few moments of that throughout the day if I hadn't eaten something really with some protein. That's sort of how I would start to feel. So I would be mindful as you're looking into what option might be best for you. But that is something to consider because most people don't want to feel that way. I sure as heck didn't want to feel that way any longer than I had to. So if that was something that I absolutely couldn't deal with without additional medication for nausea, that would not be for me. So I think that it's going to be a benefit if you're looking to try it. Give it a try. You can do a month's supply, see if you like it. And if you don't, then you know. And I also have been working hard at the gym and at home doing a mix of workouts. And I think another helpful tip is to know that just because you're taking something like this, it doesn't mean that you're suddenly going to be overnight a different person. It's not like you're going to press a button as soon as that injection goes in and suddenly your body is going to change, you're going to look different, and you're going to become a different person. There's also hard work that goes into it. You also need to be mindful of what you're eating. You also need to be mindful of how you're working out. You also have to work out. I barely get enough steps in a day when I'm working from home just because I find that I am so busy. So I know that my progress has likely been a little bit slower because my work life has been a little bit more hectic. I haven't had as much freedom in my schedule. I haven't been prioritizing some of my time in the way that I probably could be, so that I could actually be getting some of those steps in. So I think you just have to be mindful of the fact that this isn't an end all be all, and it's also not a magic pill. There is no magic pill. For some, this might be that, but I think that those people traditionally have had a lot more weight to lose, so the losses have been a lot more significant. For someone like myself with maybe like 30 to 40 pounds to lose, I think at least for me, it's been a little bit harder. I think the changes that your body goes through naturally, and for me, having insulin resistance and who knows, potentially a few other things that I tried for years to figure out why my body wasn't really cooperating in the way that it used to, knowing that something was wrong, but never being able to put any diagnosis around it. It can be frustrating to go through this process, but now that I've started to see some results, I know that something is working. Are they results like what I had initially envisioned in my head? No, they're not. So I think that that's something that you have to also just be wary of when you go, if you choose to start going down this part, this path in your wellness journey, is the expectations that you have based on whatever influencer you follow are going to be different, and you are going to need to be okay with that. Your journey will never be exactly like someone else's. Maybe it will, maybe it'll be better, maybe it'll be worse. But at the end of the day, it's not going to be exactly the same as whomever you're watching on TikTok in their life update or their GLP-1 update. And most of the time, you'll see that a lot of those people that are posting about how successful it was will tell you that in that coupled with exercise and better food routine, they were able to reach their goals faster if they had reached a plateau. That is what I'm hoping to get through. That is the hump that I'm hoping to get myself across. That is the goal that I have for myself. It's not to become a completely different person or look completely different or become a shell of my former self. It's really to get to a point where I feel like I can actually reach a goal and learn to trust myself a little bit more that when I do put in the hard work, I also then see results. I think that that's something that as you're going through this process as well, it can be really hard because some of you, if you're like me, you want to put the progress in or you want to put the effort in when you're seeing progress. If you don't see any progress, it's just like if you were working in a job where you're doing the same thing over and over again and no one ever tells you good job and all you get is negative feedback. It's going to start to feel incredibly frustrating. It's going to start to feel like, what am I doing wrong here? What is going on here? And that's what I feel like I've been starting to get better at identifying within myself. I'm now trying to establish a little bit more routine. I'm trying to establish a few more like morning routine, a nighttime routine. Things that I've definitely had or I've definitely been working on for years, but the routine can become, how do I say this? Part of me feels like because I'm a Gemini, when I start to have a routine and I really get in the flow with loving my routine, I immediately change my routine or just cold turkey my routine because it was going so well. Like it's almost like this self-sabotage thing. And that's what I'm trying to work past is that self-sabotage that I had been dealing with for so long and still do. I want to move past that. I want to not become beholden to my routines, or I guess that's not the way. I want to be beholden to my routines, but I don't want to become a victim of routine or a victim of monotony because I need some spice in my schedule. I need something different. But I think that for me, as I'm noticing that I'm getting more anxiety when I don't have things figured out, when I don't know what's coming next, when I can't see through the clutter, like physically and literally, and also figuratively, the clutter in my head, the clutter in my home, when I can't see through that clutter, I start to go nuts and I literally start to feel manic. Like something has got to change. What is it? What do I have to do to get out of this terrible situation? I can't handle it. All of that has been helped by me feeling better about my body and my mental health, and me feeling like I have just more calmness in my head because I don't have that little voice. You're hungry, you're hungry, you're hungry, you're hungry. Eat, 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 eat. So I hope that this might be helpful for anyone who's potentially considering this as part of their wellness routine. And I'm in no way trying to sell anyone on this. I'm just giving you my personal experience. And then also, if I were listening to this, what would I want to know? So I forgot to put my Slack updates off. Sorry, people. So if I had to consider like what's next for me, it would be this. If you have at all resonated with this episode, then it might just be for you too. And it's nothing to feel guilty about if that feels like the best option for you. It's nothing to question yourself about. It's something that's worth trying. At the end of the day, the only person who can make a decision for you is you. So you have to weigh the pros and the cons. If you have trouble with needles, then maybe the oral way is going to be a little bit better for you now that they make some of those concentrated drops. That might be a lot more effective for you and save you a lot of trauma from trying to have to poke yourself, which I know is very triggering for some. So I hope that my perspective and experience so far, after being multiple 6+ months in, has been helpful for you. And I hope that if you're considering this, that you reach out to friends and family and truly do talk to your doctor about what might be best given your personal health history, so that you make a decision that not only feels right for you now, but also that will feel right for you a few years, months, decade down the line. If you are struggling in your health journey, I 100% feel you, and I've been there, and you will get through it. Trust me. We will see you next week. Thank you so much.